Good morning. People who have been fully vaccinated in either the European Union or the United States will not need to isolate when travelling to England or Scotland from an amber list country. The change will come into force at 0500 hours CET on Monday morning. Currently, only people who received their jabs in the UK can avoid quarantine when arriving from amber list countries, except France. The UK government said the rule change would help to reunite family and friends whose loved ones live abroad. The Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, said it would apply to people who have been fully vaccinated with a jab, approved by either the EU or the US. Travellers will still need to take either a lateral flow or PCR test pre-departure and a PCR test on the second day after they arrive. Under 18s will be exempt from isolation and some will not have to take a test, depending on their age. Spain's former Emeritus King Juan Carlos is being sued by his former mistress in a British court for allegedly spying on her. Carina Larsen, a Danish-German businesswoman, also known as Carina Zu Cyan Wittingstein, has asked the London court for a restraining order against the royal and compensation for damages for his alleged harassment, according to a public relations firm representing her. The development is the latest twist in a financial scandal involving 83-year-old Juan Carlos. The former king's lawyer, who did not immediately respond to a request for comment, has repeatedly defended the ex-monarch during the ongoing financial scandal that prompted the suspicions of investigators in Switzerland and Spain. Swiss prosecutors are looking at the transfer of several million euros that Saudi Arabia's late King Abdullah gave to Juan Carlos. In 2012, it was reported that the former king transferred around 65 million euros to Miss Larsen as a gift. Investigators suspect the transfer was an attempt to hide the money from the authorities. It's believed that Miss Larsen's reluctance to return the money is the cause of their current fallout. Since August 2020, Juan Carlos has lived in self-exile in the United Arab Emirates after Spanish investigators opened an inquiry into whether he had received kickbacks for a contract that Saudi Arabia had awarded a Spanish consortium. And the Andalusia regional government called for a curfew between 2 a.m. and 7 a.m. for both Marbella and Estepona yesterday, since both municipalities exceed the threshold of 1,000 COVID infections per 100,000 inhabitants across the last 14 days. Following the regional government's request, the Superior Court of Justice of Andalusia must decide whether to authorise or deny the application for the nighttime lockdown in the two towns. With a curfew, the junta seeks to prevent young people from holding botellón drinking parties and curb the number of new infections, which are growing in the population aged between 15 and 29. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.